Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God, church. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, good to see Praise. Praise, I didn't see you in ages. Yes, but I saw you, both of you, and Jed at the celebration, anniversary. Yes, George from America. You know, we have a George from Dubai, and we have a George from America. Yes, Lydia, Denise, Olive, glory be to God. Mariam was here last Sunday. Diana, good to see you. Good to see all of you, especially the children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mwesigwa, eh? Mwesigwa? Yeah. Good to see you, Mwesigwa. Do you know Mwesigwa? Okay. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, yeah, Christina has testified on her behalf. I was expecting my wife or the kids to what? Abigail, you forgot? Or you are expecting your mom to come up for you? Yes, we entered our house. All right? Last night was the second night. So our last night in Chiwatule was on 30th, September, 30th. Yes, so our first night in Unsasa, it's called Unsasa, it is in Kira. It was the other day. Hallelujah. Yes, so it's a nice house, amen. I was thinking of sharing the pictures here, but it can be, I don't know. All right? People can, I don't know, you know, if a pastor puts the pictures of it, people can go, can you imagine, the sermon was about his house. You understand? Eh? So, I think I have an idea of what I'm going to do. What is the idea? The idea may be, do you have pics, Jira? The pics can go around as people will listen. Yeah, just share them, amen? We are testifying, glory to God, in the assembly of the great what? Witnesses. Okay? Sit on your phone and yeah, just a pics. Uncle Mark has. Okay, Uncle Mark, yesterday we had a dedication of the house, and Pastor Serada and his wife, commonly known as Mommy Frida, Mommy Frida, they were there, man. Okay, we were very few, Okay, so. Yes, it was awesome. Glory be to God. It was awesome. Pastor Serada is Esther and Bruce's friend. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, Pastor Serada is an authentic man of God. Though I'm praying that he stops hobnobbing around with guys who are not in God's good books. All right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. No, we're not sharing the pics here, okay? They'll just move around as hallelujah. But it's a nice house, and it's in a very good neighborhood. Some of you have been there, isn't it? Yeah, but you were there when it was really a sight. Now it is a completed, and the great testimony about it also is that it's being built debt-free. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, it's debt free. It's debt free. And in addition to that, you know, you can do a thing, debt free, but when you've robbed money. You understand? Now, I can tell you, we haven't robbed a single coin. Hallelujah. Amen. And now that the house is done, now I can preach properly. The only big thing, at least for me, on my case, is now school fees. House is out of the picture. Now what? School fees. All right? Investment for the kids. There are people who say that abana bajja kwekorera ebyawe. Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying about our children. Amen? We shall do whatever we do as the Lord leads us. Glory be to God. So you're welcome to visit, by the way. All right? You're welcome to visit. Eh? Hallelujah. You're welcome to visit. All right? We have unpacked, so my wife has no excuse for... We have unpacked the most the thing which matter. Okay. All right. Okay. You can see men are different from women. For me, according to me, everything is said. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so please come. Yeah. Please. Eh? You're welcome. Amen. You want to visit? You want to? Yeah. Just make an, just let my wife know, just come and say, okay? Hallelujah. But I'm serious, eh? You should all come. Hallelujah. By the end of this year, every one of you, at least who's there, you should have been there. All right? Have you heard? Yes, every one of you, eh, should have been there. You don't have to come at once, but you know, glory be to God. Okay? My wife can organize like one Sunday after church, take the ladies there and, you know. But you make sure you pack food. Amen. Because she's in church. She'll be in church not cooking. So, hallelujah. But you should see it. Amen. And rejoice with your pastor. And I'm glad that is out of the picture before the church grows big. Before what? People start to say, pastor what? Yes. So it's a very nice house. We've done it in less than 3 years. Yes, less than 3 years. And it's a good house. All right? Yes. I hope the Sokers also told you that they entered their house. I don't know why she hasn't invited all of you. For me, I have. Pictures. Huh? Yeah, you can also do the pictures, amen? Yeah, but not here. Yeah. There's a lady I've seen who I knew from university. Was she called Rona or something? Right? That lady behind Christine, yes. Please, I'm sorry, remind me your name. Ronate. Eh? So you can still remember the Rona, yeah? Yeah. This is like how many years ago, like 20 years ago? Yes. You're welcome. Who invited you? Who? George, eh? Okay. Did you know that you're coming to meet a guy you knew on campus? Okay. But most people knew me by some other name. Anyway, but that's okay. Okay. You're welcome, amen. I left medicine 7 years ago. And now I'm doing what I was born to do. Glory be to God. Amen. You've come on a bad day when we are going to talk about spiritual laws of godly financial prosperity. You know, you visit a church, then you're like, now, yesterday I was somewhere in the evening, so I met a young lady. And I began to preach to her, as in Lokoka, Onorokoka di Mukama Kwagala, what? Yakufidira. Naga, eh? Naga, my hair, money, what? Anyway, so she ended up saying that, you know, Chachi, Zabalokole, eh? Balokole churches, churches of saved people, they over ask for money. Okay? They over ask for money. So I told her, yeah, some do, but not all of them. All right? Then I was like, yeah, you know, ngawe twogera Oluganda. You know the saying, owe mamba, avele omu, eh? Navu, eh? Nakolashi? Navu maganya, ejikachona. So I told her, you know, okay, we're not, all of them are not like that. Then she said, yeah, the church I used to go somewhere in, somewhere in Kasangati. Alright? They would even make, now you're all seated. Then they tell you to stand up. And then they say, now pay for your chairs. Chair what? You all stand. Amalok sasula, yeyatula. Alright? So I asked her, so what would happen if you don't have the money? She said, you pledge. All right? So I asked her, so what if you refuse to pledge? What will happen? So she said, all you know, could pledge. So I said, pressure, yeah, pressure, man. Because how can you just be there, what? You have refused to pledge. The pressure alone, you know, isn't it? So you pledge. And you know, so things are what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. However, this subject has to be talked about, okay? Once and again. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about spiritual laws of godly financial prosperity. And it is things that all of you, even Ronette, who doesn't attend this church, she knows, amen? So in a sense, we are really going to remind ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, God wants every one of you in LAT to prosper. And by prospering, I don't mean God wants all of us to have a house like the Isokes. Do you understand? Eh? By prospering, I don't mean that God wants all of us to have cars, zero mileage, like the ones the MPs buy. Amen? Okay? You understand? Eh? If God gives you a second-hand car, very good. That's, you understand? And if he didn't give you a car, but he gives you the transport you need, he enables you to move from one place to the other, that is prosperity. Do you understand? Prosperity doesn't mean you have to fly out of the country every year. You have to, go for a holiday in Cape Town. For some people, that is God's will for them. For some others, it is just going for a holiday, Christmas holiday in Bushen. You understand? Eh? Or in Kasangati, Or even just staying at your home and you're happy with your friends. Do you understand? Eh? All right? So to be honest, for me, I'm not at that level, and I don't think I'll get there, of defining prosperity in a way which I don't see in the Bible. Glory be to God. The truth of the matter is, and sometimes it's bad to say it, but it's a truth, I think, all right, is that, glory be to God. So I've defined prosperity. Prosperity is not all of us being equal, all of us having the same things. Do you understand? Eh? Some people have more things than others, some people have less, some people will have, you know what I mean, eh? But God, whichever level he places us at, he wants us to be well supplied. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Okay? Hallelujah. He wants us to be well supplied, abundantly supplied at whatever level we are at. Glory be to God. Amen? Are you listening to me? Okay? There was a time when I was working at Medical Research Council. We studied with Flora at Berkeley in the... Anyway, yeah, so, and Flora, so we come back, okay, and Flora is earning more money than me. And by the way, we are working on the same campus. Do you understand how my office is here, Flora's office is there, but it's, the same campus, but different organizations. And for, you understand? Eh? But I was prosperous in my own right. No one would convince me that I'm not, just because Flora was earning more than me. Do you understand? Eh? So prosperity is not about all of us earning billions, because it will never happen. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? If you're, yeah, hallelujah. So, yes, spiritual laws of godly financial prosperity. Okay? Dennis, you remember Ronette? Was she in the main CU? I think we went with her for a mission in Jig. Yeah? My, we preached the gospel, eh? Hallelujah. 12 did the NGV. We haven't just arrived, you understand? Hallelujah. We crossed the Buvuma Islands on the sea at night. Ngenkuba netonyanga tuli kunyanja. Going to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Okay? And my mom was like, you're doing things, they're not even paying you. You're asking me for transport to go there. Like it wasn't adding up. Eh? The people who are taking you there are the ones who should facilitate you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, as we talk about prosperity, amen. Yeah, we have to understand that it is God's will for us. It is God's what? God's will for us. Psalm 35, verse 27 says that let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Hallelujah. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Glory be to him. Okay? He delights in our well-being. All right? He delights when we are abundantly supplied at whichever level he has placed us at. Glory be to God. Alright? And for today, I want you to understand that specifically, you people in LAT, God delights in your prosperity. Alright? You know the history of this church. The church started 31st August 2014. And the first three services were in Bugolobi. Alright? When I talk like that, when I stammer, Andrew understands me. I'm the only one in this place who clicks Andrew. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. And so, yeah. So after 3 weeks, we moved here. Okay, God told us to move. Now, how did we get here? We somehow knew we were supposed to be here, rather in Tinda. Alright? But we didn't know exactly where in Tinda. So we moved around, we looked for a place. Then one time we even came here at night with some guy, but I didn't like the bathroom, so I was like, this can't be it. Alright? However, the following day, Dorothy Nachimuli, Juliana's sister, had a dream. And in the dream, she saw us, okay, LAT, in this place. Alright? But now, it wasn't really a service. Okay? It was a meeting, or a seminar, okay, of Stand Church people on a Sunday morning here. Alright? But it was LAT, okay, but in the dream, it appeared like Stand Church, you know, people having like a seminar of sorts. Okay? And so, number one, we got to know that we're supposed to be at Unobview. Number two, God was communicating that, okay, the people who will meet here, LAT, okay, they'll have money. They'll be supplied financially. Glory be to God. All right? But definitely, that wasn't going to be automatic. Okay? God expected that we will obey the spiritual laws of prosperity. Glory be to God. Amen. So you can see, even as God led us here, his plan for us was that we should prosper financially. Glory be to God. So that is God's will for every one of us here. Okay? God delights in our prosperity. Okay? The verse there say that God delights in the prosperity of his servant. Hallelujah. Now, one of the key words in that verse is the word servant. Alright? He delights in the prosperity of his what? Servant. Okay? That means we must be doing something for God. We must be serving him okay, in some capacity. Right now, I'm not talking about serving him as a choir, whatever, as a preacher. You understand, eh? Wherever you're at, okay? BOU, in a means of education, in your company, all right? You're supposed to be there serving the Lord, all right? And it says that he delights in your prosperity. Glory be to God, okay? Now, the first law of prosperity, which I've written here, I guess there are more, but we can't talk about all of them. Or there are some which I don't know. Yeah, is, I've called it the law of working and eating. Amen? All right? Because the Bible says, if you don't work, he who doesn't work shouldn't do what? Shouldn't eat. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. Okay? Paul said that for even when we were with you, we commanded you this. If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Hallelujah. That is a godly law of prosperity. Amen? You must find something to do. Glory be to God. You must find something by which to serve the Lord. Remember? We saw that he delights in the prosperity of his what? Servant, not someone who's there idle. Tebagala kola. They want to work. Hallelujah. Okay? But from my, because I know all of you, by the way, some of you think I don't know your stuff. But I know all of you. And all of you are doing something. Hallelujah. It might not be what, you know. Of course, you're not going to do that forever. Okay? God will increase you and will give you other assignments. Okay? But already, you have qualified, okay? You're doing well with the first law. Hallelujah. Okay? You're doing what? You're doing well. Hallelujah. Okay? But I don't know whether you're doing really well. Eh? Okay, because Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Now I've begun to mix my verses, amen. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 22, it says that born servants, remember, servants of the Lord? But these were servants of men. Eh? But as they served those people, according to God, they were serving him. So it says that born servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Okay, your earthly masters. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart. Fearing God. Okay? So, we need to do that. Alright? We need to obey our employers. Okay? In all things. Alright? Then he says, and whatever you do for your employers, for whoever has given you something to do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Okay? That is part of the law of working and eating. You not only work, you not only go to your job, but you do it well. Hallelujah. You do it what? You do it well. Glory be to God. And you don't steal anything from there. Amen? You do it well. Amen? You're like, but Pastor Moe, these things, they told them to us in primary. As in, can't you say something more deep, a mystery, you know? But thank God it is in the scriptures. Okay? Work well. Be diligent at your workplace. Be diligent with something, the little something that someone has given you to do. They're going to pay you a 50K, but do it well. Don't just do it and then the guy has to now call you, say, Kati, I didn't tell you this, now what? You know, eh? Do it well. Of course, you can make a mistake, but that mistake shouldn't be because you care less. You just wanted the dime and then you're like, let the guy sort himself out. Hallelujah. Okay? Bruce is repairing stuff well, amen? But if you have a TV that is not working or anything, give it to Obru. But if he messes you up, I'm not responsible. Hallelujah. Okay? So, whatever you do, do it heartily, okay? As to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward or the inheritance, for you serve the Lord, okay? You serve Jesus, okay? That reward begins here on earth, okay? And it will continue in eternity, okay? So the reward at times is more like maybe a salary increment, all right? Or a better job opportunity, which the Lord gives you for having been faithful with this. Glory be to God, all right? Then he says, for he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no what? Partiality. Okay? Being paid for being wrong, okay, might mean losing your job. Might mean a salary cut. Might mean when the lockdown, okay, comes, I hope it didn't come again, you will be among the first guys to say, that you first wait, we shall call you. You understand? That might be, and when God is actually behind it, the gracious God is what? Is what? He's behind it. Hallelujah. You need to understand that dimension of God. Eh? Hallelujah. Anyway, you've read the verse for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that every time you lose a job, it is good. I'm not saying that. Please understand me. All right? Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a devil has just messed you up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that is the law of doing what? The law of working and doing what? And eating. Okay? Because Paul said, he who doesn't work shouldn't do what? Shouldn't eat. Hallelujah. Amen? The second law is the law of giving and receiving. Hallelujah. This is the one which causes me to flow bolognese. Hallelujah. The law of giving and receiving. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28 says that let him who stole, okay, so this guy was a thief before he got saved. Now he has gotten saved. And Paul is telling him that, don't steal any longer, okay, but rather work, okay, labor, okay, get something to do, something good to do, okay, that you may have something to give someone who has need. Amen? So one of the reasons why we work, okay, is not only to get something to eat, okay, but number two, according to this scripture, is to get something to give to someone in need. To get something to share with. Glory be to God. And sharing is basically giving. Hallelujah. Alright? Now, concerning the law of giving and receiving, Jesus said, hallelujah. It is very important to find what Jesus said on the side, because if Jesus said it, alright, okay, if Jesus said something, you even don't know, if you don't know what Paul said, okay, please understand me well, okay? In case you even don't know what Paul said about the subject, it's okay. Or it is not that bad. As long as you know what Jesus said. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm reminded of a Seventh Day Adventist. You know, things of Sabbath. So they say Moses said, God said, okay, Sabbath, Saturday, it's my day, it's holy. Okay? Then you say, but now in the New Testament, so you open for them the scripture. Paul said, okay, then I heard that some ask you, who's greater? God or Paul? Who's greater? Alright? But Paul didn't say anything different from what the Lord said on that subject. Amen? But that is for another day. Hallelujah. So now, concerning the law of giving and receiving, Jesus, okay, the Master, our Lord, okay, God in human flesh. Hallelujah. The one who doesn't lie, that's very important. Eh? You see, this is Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Jesus, not your funny books of what? Some guru from India, eh? Some mystic, you know. Eh? Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, right, he said something that you all know, that give and it will be given to you. Okay? Please remember, this is Jesus speaking. Very important. Eh? This is not even Solomon, eh? The wise man. Okay? Now this is the greater than Solomon. This is God. Hallelujah. Basically, it's like you can take this verse to the bank. Jesus. Now, it's not even Paul. Eh? You first leave Paul there. Okay? Which reminds me of some guy called Ben Idahosa. Eh? What do you call Ben? Benson Idahosa. Ever heard of him? Okay? There's a generation which has what? Which needs to be taught this thing. And then you go in some Nigerian, man, that guy was powerful. And he killed guys, amen? He killed chaps who used to what, disturb him. You know, eh? One time, there was going to be a conference of witches. All the witches in the world were going to hold a conference in Nigeria. In which state in Nigeria? Benin, eh? A city in Nigeria. And that's where Idahosa was. Okay? Witches, wherever the world are going toward, you know? And so, Idahosa was against it, said it won't happen. Okay? So, there was a TV, you know, there was on TV, so they invited Idahosa, okay? And a witch. Okay? There, you know? The witch talks, Idahosa, okay? Then he told the witch that you're not going to hold this thing, okay? Okay? And the witch said, over your God, God or your God, Idahosa said, no, leave out God out of this. It is me speaking. You first leave God out of it. Me, Benson Idahosa. Alright? Then I think he threatened them with death or something like that, eh? Okay, live on national TV, say, you won't hold it in my state. Me, Benson, you can't. Okay? So the witch, you know, got, you know, afraid. Eh? He got scared because he knew who he was dealing with. Okay? So he said, okay, we shall hold it in the air. You know, eh? Witches, they can come and man, hold a thing in Uganda in the air, eh? And you're not seeing them, but you just feel something is wrong in the air in Kampala for a certain week. Idahosa was like, even that one, you won't. If, man, eh? Anyway, to cut a long story short, it didn't happen. Witches got scared. I'm talking about witches from all over the world. Benson Idahosa was like, you won't do it. And we leave out God out of this. It is missing. Okay? Do you know how he died? He killed chaps, eh? Disturbing him and the work of the Lord. He just gives you a warning in the name. If you do it, you're gone. Okay? Americans, the Bennies, the Kenneth Higgins, they respected Ben Idahosa. Benson Idahosa. Man, the guy. Okay? I was told of a story, but I don't know if it's true. I think he was with one of those Americans on TV in the States. I don't know whether it was Crouch or someone, okay? And so they were interviewing him. Then at a certain point, they asked him, what can we do to help you in Africa? The guy said, what? I'm the one to help you guys. Then there was a time, I don't know whether it was the same show, here I am speaking to you, whether it was the same show, when he somersaulted, there was something he did, and like unleashed money anyway, the guy was prosperous. Now, anyway, he was powerful, all right? Now, anyway, so he died young, like 60-something, very strong, still healthy. Now, I didn't know how he died, but one time someone gave me a book, okay? The book entitled Occult Grandmaster, Return to Christ. Very powerful book. Occult Grandmaster, Return to Christ. Now, in this book, this guy relates how they had to get Idahosa off the scene, off the world, you know, off the earth. Okay? And anyway, but before they took him off the scene, but the Lord actually like allowed it because the guy finished his work. Okay? But one day in that book they say that they wanted to kill him. And then, but there was no other way to kill him. Like basically there was no way to kill Idahosa. No way. Witches all over the world couldn't. Alright? So the guy say, now this guy was an occult grandmaster. He got a degree somewhere from India in metaphysics, another one in Nigeria, then a PhD over in where in those mystical things. Guys, they translate anyway. You just have to read the book. Okay, my wife fears those books, but they are great books. So, the guy said that now the only way they could kill Idahosa was to apply a certain law in the spirit. I don't remember what law it was, that there is a certain law. Okay? If you have faith to get a certain guy, that there's a law, they can apply and then do their thing. They gather, then they summon you. Like your spirit, they will summon you, and then when you come, they will clear you. Alright? Those are the things, I guess, where someone, Yafiri, they died when they're sleeping. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. But now, so, when they applied that law, okay, they gathered, applied that law with summoning him. Guess who showed up? The Lord Jesus is the one who showed up. And that's how, that was the beginning of this occult grandmaster turning to Christ. It just shows you how powerful Idahosa was and how intimate he was with the Lord. That summoning him, it is the Lord who showed up, okay, in the midst of the witches. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But how did we get there? How did we get there? Aha! Jesus said, okay? You see, this is a great thing about these things of preaching on the phone, and then you record, and then you send. I don't like that stuff, you know, like doing what? Yeah, look, you can't share. Somehow you can't, you know, do things of radio. That's why I hate being on radio. Now you can't talk about Benson Idahosa, things which God would want you to share, because there's someone who needs that. You understand? All right, so now Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. Alright? Who said? But this is very serious. It sounds simple, but it is serious. It is Jesus who said it. It is not Pastor Moses who said it. If you fear to give, you understand? I advise you, just get this one scripture alone. In fact, You can just stop on bosom, just there. And then meditate upon it. As you think about who said it. This is Jesus. Who said it? You understand? Eh? Now, if you consistently give, yeah, now you remember? The key word is consistent. Know the thing today. You get excited after today, the sermon. Then by Friday, you understand? Until next year, until Mufele, you know? But I'm talking about a consistent giving when it's like you're living to give. Hallelujah. You are a giver. I'm not saying you give away everything, but you take more pleasure in giving than receiving. Glory be to God. If you do this consistently and nothing, your finances don't change, you know what? Just take this verse to Jesus. Say, you said. Do you understand? You said, but God, why isn't it what? And he will tell you. Do you understand? Okay? Children, what did Jesus say? Mkwanzi. Jesus said, okay? Children, let us read. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom, your pockets, all right? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Glory be to God. Hilary, your daughter wasn't what? Reading. Okay? She will need that scripture. Okay? A few years from now. Hallelujah. Hilary, it's okay. Jesus said, glory be to God. Okay? Who said? Jesus. But it is serious. It is Jesus. Alan, Jesus said it. But if you give, it will be given back to you. And not just what you give, but it will be give more will come back to you. Hallelujah. Alright? Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth of when it will come back to you. Okay? Those ones are yours and him. We're sorting. Mukoleshi? We're sorting. Hallelujah. Okay? That is a law of giving and receiving. And that's what he told me when I just gotten born again. Okay, 1999. Second year, university, North. I was in my room alone in the morning. And I had an audible voice. And that voice said that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Hallelujah. Okay? You've heard that for many years. Okay? I say it over because that's what the Lord told me. That's what Jesus told me. And what he told me is in the scriptures. Okay, if a being appears to you calling itself Jesus, okay, because they're there, by the way, a thinking man plot for you to deceive you, and it comes as Jesus, it says, I'm Jesus. Those guys, occult grandmaster, who turn to Christ. I should tell you about that book. Man, I think they go to, anyway, so the way they actually recruit them and they tell them that these things of Jesus are fake, or Christianity. There's somewhere in the spirit world, where this guy was taken, and it was a prison, and in the prison, there was a being. And it was saying that it is Jesus. Okay? And the being was like, man, you tell those guys on earth to leave me alone. For me, I'm here suffering. What? Those are theirs. A being, man, somewhere. Okay? And Paul, so you have to be careful. If a being tells you anything that is not in the scriptures, you are the better one. A flee. Now, for me, what I was taught, okay, the audible voice told me what is in the scriptures. Glory be to God. Okay? If you joyfully obey. Now, that is one of the reasons why God, when we were coming here, remember Dorothy's dream, the stand chart, you understand? Okay? This is why we're saying the people who be, who meet here will be financially well off. Okay? It was because God knew I was going to preach this here. Alright? How to help his people to prosper. Because he had given me some of these principles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Lydia has known me for more years, and she's like, Pastor Moses, he has never said anything new. Be able to be for 7 years, be at and by the way, that's it. Okay? I'm not going to conjure up anything, what? Of course, there's some revisions I've made in very important subjects. Okay? Like, I've made a very important revision, That crap that, as long as you got saved in P3, you're sorted, you're going to heaven no matter how you behave. Who said it? Jesus. And Paul couldn't say anything contrary. Glory be to God. Okay, Teddy. Give, and it will be given back to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you give, it shall be measured back to you. Okay? Hallelujah. That is the law of giving and receiving. Hallelujah. And in those days when I began to preach this, like in Zoe, those days, man, I was a giver. I was doing well. Okay? To the extent that God would use me as an example in people's dreams. Okay? God will say, man, imitate that chap. Amen? These days I haven't heard of anyone dreaming when God, Hallelujah. One of them was Mariam and her friend Sanya. You remember your dream? What was the dream? You tell them.
I remember a bit.
They think I just want their money. But I finished completing. We finished building our house. Okay? So the next major thing, school fees. Joan said, man, school fees, we're waiting for invoices from Vine. Okay?
I remember bits and pieces of the dream, but in that dream I saw Pastor Moses and he had a full gray head of hair and the Lord said, do you know what that means? Then the Lord said in that dream that is wisdom. Then he showed me a big blank check. And said, if you do what Pastor Moses does. Now, that's what I remember about the dream.
What will happen?
He gave me that big blank check.
Then there was your friend's dream, Sanyu. Sanyu, you remember? It was around the same time. And she dreamt, you know Sanyu. Denise, you know Sanyu. B-O-U. Yeah, when I was giving sweets, and I was giving out sweets and sweets, But the more I gave, the more I got more sweets to give. You understand, Alright? Basically, give and it shall be what? Well, Christine say, Does Christine know this verse, Dennis? Christine learned this verse when she was in what? Abo balokoka davo. Betwalokoka, Ko university. I told you last week. Man, when I got saved in second year, salvation was so nice. It was so for me, I don't click guys who say, but I got saved and now things are tight. Man, it was so good. Then I remember the guy who preached to me in senior one. Guy was on my case to get saved, and I was like, I wish I'd gotten saved in senior one. it was so good. Eh? No, I didn't have a car. I didn't have money. I didn't, you know, but it was so man. Eh? It was real. God, Jesus was real. Eh? You know, I was like, I wish I. Oh, I looked at all those years since then. I was like, those were wasted years. Glory. So I admire people eh, who got saved in Peter. Honestly, eh? Hallelujah. And especially those who have really worked with God. Those who got saved in P2A, eh? But man, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? But I thank God that they're still what? They have jumped to jump out of the kingdom. They are like, Njakule miracle. Hallelujah. Amen? Give and it shall be what? Given to you. Amen? That is the second law. The first law was working eh? And eating. Yeah, you work, then you get something to eat. But you don't eat everything. Some of it is to give. And when you give, the Lord says he will give you more. Amen? Hallelujah. The third law is the law of love. Glory be to God. The Bible says that love never fails. Alright? Love is the greatest of all commandments. It is the summation, okay, of the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Love. Love, love, love. Okay? Men have a definition of love that is different from what? Women. But now there's the Bible one, the Jesus one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3 says that although I bestow, to bestow means to give, okay? Although I give, although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Hallelujah. All right? Love. Now, if you are a consistent giver, consistent, and you delight in giving, but somehow, okay, the dimes have jammed, okay? And then you go and you tell Jesus, but Jesus, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, you say, okay? For some people, Jesus will refer them to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. Say, that's the issue. And he might say it differently. Okay? He might say that the issue is unforgiveness in your heart. Unforgiveness, because unforgiveness is not love. Okay? He might say bitterness. 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 You're bitter, you know, against some people. That is why you left LAT, because every time you look at Pastor Moses' nose, eh, you're like this guy is another guy. Katibaguze kirayona. Chirayona. Takari abaganda. You never guze. These guys. Sam has a friend who told him something about that, how some guys have bought the whole of Kira. You understand? Eh? Now, you see, those things are very, they can mess you up. Eh? And, you know, eh? Hallelujah. So you're there, you're giving, okay? You're giving, you're sowing, you expect increase. But it's not coming. It's been a long time. Okay? Okay? And sometimes the Lord will say that even if you gave, okay, all your stuff away, okay, you are not profiting. No increase is coming. And it says that it's because, okay, there's no love. Your heart is filthy. Hallelujah. Amen? Love, by the way, yeah, you know, the God's definition of love, L.A.T., who knows it, especially Pastor Ujewan. By the way, Sarah died yesterday because Joan was invited for the dedication of the house. Say that Joan is a pastor. And I've been telling all this time. So, Pastor Joan had a dream one time. Okay? Remember? You all know it. When she saw Rick Joyner praying. Huh? Okay? Wano twogera nyo ebiroto nenga biri mu scriptures. See these bizarre things, what you know, eh? Okay, so in the dream she saw Rick Joyner praying, and then she goes to him and asks him that, Rick Joyner, how can I love God with all my heart? Okay, and Rick Joyner got the Bible and tells her that if you just do what is in the Bible, something like that, okay? If you just do the commandments in the Bible, you will have loved God with all your heart. That's it. And Jesus said it. So your dream wasn't fake, because it is in the scriptures. Jesus said, those who love me are those who obey my commandments. John chapter 13 or 16, somewhere there. It's there. Who said it? Jesus. Now, anyone can have their definitions of loving God, but God is like, first of all, loving me means, before you add on other things, the spices, the icing, sugar, okay? First and foremost, obey my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. Okay? That is love. So, now, we say that, if you don't have love, what you sold profits you with nothing. Now, things like fornication, that is not love. Is it love? That thing will mess you up. Do you understand? Adultery, anger, bitterness, if you've been to what, Teba, toyomba, never yomba, As in quarrelsome, Those things, they are Galatians chapter 5, the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh. It is not only adultery, but the other things, anger, jealous. It's there. Envy, outbursts of wrath. Okay? It's there. But then you one time had a dream, years ago, about it. Lydia, which I think was, you remember, I will remind you that dream, which after some time, glory be to God, love, that is why for me, when, because the people who have, it's like, they have an assignment from the enemy to just mess me up, all right? So, and I'm like, man, if I, this guy is going to mess me up, and then I'm like, there are not so many things as bad as being broke. So usually what I do, I keep you there, give you a distance, because you're going to mess me up. Okay? Another time, I remember what Rachel's mother, what did she say? About people who tried, who might make her miss heaven. Come and say it in Orishiga. Mwana waja ukunye mese guru. How do they say it?
Mwana inoza kunde mese.
Say it like with that. Rachel, come, please. Mwana waja. But say it.
Okay, I think I had a sibling who was messing her up, and then she looks at him and said, "Mwana wenoza kunde mesiguru," as in, you're going to make me miss heaven. Yeah.
As in, the mother knew that she might do something, which might get on the list of guys going to what? To hear you. You understand? Hallelujah. Okay? The law of what? Love. Love. And remember God's definition of love. And your first your only definition of loving God is singing him slow songs, nice songs. I love God. You understand? God is like, yes, I love that. You know, LAT guys, I know, eh? You love doing, I bet he loves it. Eh? He loves praise, he loves worship, eh? But he says, first of all, eh? Loving me first and foremost, eh? Means obeying my commandments. You can't sing then, watch after that, you know, then, even before, okay? When, you understand, eh? Okay? Do you understand? Alright? So, okay? Hallelujah. Which, and I'm going to tell you this dream, but you've heard it many times. Okay? That dream which I entitle, The Breaking of Poverty Dream. Hallelujah. You're not surviving it today. Hallelujah. Okay? By the way, I am like, yeah? Please don't misquote me, okay? I am like the Bible. I repeat myself over, you understand? You read Jeremiah. Jeremiah will say things as Isaiah said, then Hosea said, then why, you know it. Okay? You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew will say things, you understand? The Bible is full of repetition, you know, all over the place. Okay? Repeating yourself, you should never get, say, man, I'm boring, I'm fake, you know, I'm repeating. No. Okay? Be like mothers. Be like what? Mothers. Oh, yeah, my mother. I never used to click her, but now I think I'm beginning to click her. She sends you to the shops. These days, people don't send kids to shops. Some people. Right? Which to me is sad. Eh? Kids should go to the shops and shop alone, whatever again, have a car. So she gives you money. Go, what? Eh? Now, my mom also used to call me Musa. You know, in Uganda, Moses, what? Musa, okay? Musa? Your father is called Musa. And so she gives you money, and she's in Uganda, so, yeah. Katgendo gule, like what? Sabun. Eh? Then you've had. Then you start going. As you're going, what? Yeah, sorry. You're like, as in, what's your case? Okay? This is when you're like 8 or 7. Now, what? Then, balance, yeah? And when she even tells you the amount they should give you, then, you know, and all of you're like that. Maria, you know, eh? Okay? Grace Joy already knows that, what? That her mother is like Pastor Moses' mother. And then Grace Joy is going to turn out like that. Yeah? Yeah. Okay? Then, there are those days. You get there, the shop, and you are forgotten. You've forgotten what they sent you. Because, wagenzo zanya. You forget, man. But yet you have to go back home with something. Then you get there, you just tell the shopkeeper something. Then you go back. Then you get home, and she's like, chizeyo. So we're so young, but that thing of return what you've bought, it was like, but now that I'm grown up, it was kawa. The shopkeeper wasn't going to be like it, but for you, be like, it like, as the embarrassment, you know, eh? Chizeyo. Did you guys get those experiences? Before you grew up in Nsasa, where, you know, eh? Posh places where you didn't have to walk to the shop, so. Huh? Here. Yeah. But did you have experience of things? Chizeyo. Yeah? And now you're doing it to your kids. Yet you know how bad it is. Mama, so anyway. Okay? Yes. So what was I saying? Break, yeah. But that one will be for next week, I guess. Time is up, amen? Amen? But before that, I have to give you the fourth law. Very quickly. Okay? And you know it. I'm not telling you any new things. Okay? Even I think Peter told guys, or John, said that I'm not saying any new thing, any new what? The commandment, the old one, what? Yeah. Okay? And that law is basically the law of confession and possession. Hallelujah. You possess what you do what? What you confess. Proverbs chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse 20. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. A man's stomach shall be what? Satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. What you speak will determine whether you go hungry without financial provision or you walk in abundance. The words of your mouth. Hallelujah. Bana banyaranda sentezo na bazikoleji. Bazi babye sentezo na. Baderanda, you understand? Yazinka te wacha di sente mu Uganda banyaranda wa. This banyaranda Museveni's cohort. Those things will mess you up. Eh? First of all, you're already bitter. Now you attend every gambo. Now you've what? Made things worse. Okay? Please guard your mouth. Okay? Watch your tongue. Alright? A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. And then he adds this one, which is simple to remember. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. For you who's working and you're giving and you're working in love, watch your tongue. Hallelujah. Your tongue can wipe away the harvest that was on its way. Your tongue can curse the seed that you planted. You gave Pastor Juan a seed. You gave a seed, you planted, you know, you gave. Okay? Then you go to our house. Okay? Then you say, Banova guy, but you face a what? You've just what? Cast your seed. Alright? Alright? The thing that you should do is to bless your seed. Okay? Copland, those guys. Copland, Jerry, there was a clique of fellows. They used to say that your words are the ones which water the seed that you've planted. Because, okay, words are also equated to life in the scriptures. Okay? Speak to your seed. Speak good words, okay? Confess positively. Because confession is possession. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say amen. Amen. Remember, anyone in LAT, God's desire is that you may prosper. I've shared with you the dream. God was like, the people who will be meeting here, I will prosper them. They will be financially well off at whatever level they are at. Do you understand? So that is God's will. In fact, that is good enough, man. That is very good. Alright? Now, he wants you to consistently be a giver. Especially since you're already working. Alright? Alright? And then, walk in love, people. Walk in what? Walk in love. And by love, I mean God's kind of love. The definition of God, what? Do you understand? Okay? Before you fast, or as you fast, make sure you're obeying the commandment. Because you can fast, but when what? It will mess you up. Your fasting won't get you anything. Alright? And as you do that, alright, watch your tongue, bless your seed, water your seed with the words of your mouth. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. As we get ready to honor the Lord with our giving, amen, we shall sing this song about honoring the Lord in all that we do. Amen. Now you
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.